It is such a pleasure for us to be in here today with you all and to share some of what's been happening in Sunday School. This year, since the beginning of the year till now, we've been in Exodus, and we're now at Mount Sinai, as you saw. So it's just such a pleasure to have the children's voice. Every day we read a chapter of the Exodus story, and they sit there and I'm always like, what stands out to you? Like, what's the Holy Spirit prompting you with? Because it doesn't matter our age, when our heart is open to God, you're all here. And we have a bunch of amazing kids hearing from God. And so thank you, Annalise, for capturing that, actually. And thank you guys for being willing to go onto video. It's hard to see yourself on video, eh? So you guys did great. Can we give them a hand again? As we move into communion together today, we just want to take you back into that story of the Exodus. As we've pondered the story, I just have found the Holy Spirit and God just speak so clearly through His Word, and just, I know it's been a really amazing time for me personally. As we started this time back in February, I was so struck that in Exodus, they had been honoured guests. Joseph had started that. He had been captured. He had set his brothers, long story. But they were honoured guests in Egypt. And Joseph had actually been pivotal in saving many lives through a famine. And also pivotal in saving the line of Abraham that goes to the Messiah eventually. And by the time we hit Exodus, a couple of hundred years later, they are slaves. They are mistreated slaves, crying out to their God to save them. And they're broken. And Egypt is seeing their power. They see this people is strong. And they go out to kill them, but God has a plan. He always has a plan. It looks terrible, and God has a plan. And as we went through all that and all these plagues happened, and we watched God crush the Egyptian gods one by one, it was like He just showed His power from the beginning. Did you know that Pharaoh's sign is a snake? And the first thing God showed as a sign was to throw down that staff, and it became a snake. And they managed, the magicians could do it, but that snake got swallowed by Moses' snake. God was making a statement, let my people go. And as we've pondered that, we come to the end of these plagues, but the really scary stuff begins at that point. They had to leave. They had to leave everything they had known, their parents had known, their grandparents. They wouldn't remember a time where they hadn't been slaves. And they had to leave to go into the desert, following a guy I guess they trusted, but following their God. And as we were doing that part of the story, it really struck me that God saw them. He saw a traumatized people. He saw their trauma, and He saw how broken they were. And He actually put Himself between them and the Egyptian army. He stayed present always, a pillar of fire by night, a true pillar of fire, a nightlight. They never had to sit in darkness in that wilderness. They had fire. And He was a pillar of cloud. He was present 24/7. He never, ever left. But they still had to walk. They had to follow a cloud. They had to follow Moses. They had to move. And it really struck me, we have to do that. We all have our own Exodus story. We have to move out of the slavery, the things that enslave us, and we have to move forward. And sometimes that's generational. We've been sitting in generations of this stuff, and we're called to put a stake in the ground, but we're also called to move and to follow God, and it doesn't make sense. The one thing that often happens, I want to almost say 10 times out of 10, it never makes sense. that you must be faithful. Faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see. And we walk through out of slavery and into a desert. A desert space where we experience God in a new way. It is not always easy. God is in heaven and he's God. He's not like us, and yet he is. And he walks faithfully with us through our desert. And it goes where it goes. But you need to be faithful. You need to follow God where he takes you. We ended up at Mount Sinai. And as we hit Mount Sinai, we found this broken people, but God wanted a nation. We'd had the Amalekites, and they held the banner up, the staff. They are a nation, and they can defeat their enemies. God stands firm. He is God. He will stand. And we end up there, and God shares the Ten Commandments. You guys have been sitting in the Ten Commandments, and we've been sitting in a different way in the Ten Commandments. The miracle that he spoke from that mountain. He shared with those people and they said, we will follow you, we will obey you. And I think as we come together today to share communion together, as, I don't know, the one another's to each other, to actually be at the table together and share communion, I feel like God is just bringing us to that space to just sit and listen and to hear his blessing over you. The blessing that comes in the brokenness. Because as God spoke from the mountain, one of the first things Jesus did, we'll record it in Matthew, he spoke to the people. He sat on a mountain. It says, one day he saw the crowds gathering, and Jesus went up on the mountainside and he sat down. Can you see the parallels? Mount Sinai. His disciples gathered around him and he began to teach them. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. He says that to you. He says that to the Israelites. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. He blesses those who are merciful, because you're going to be shown mercy. He blesses those whose hearts are pure, because they will see God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called children of God. And I believe that was his heart for the Israelites. And I believe it's his heart for you. And wherever your space is today, as you see the blood that Jesus was prepared to shed for you, reminded that he held nothing back. His body was broken for you. You are blessed. Whatever your space is, you are blessed as you connect with your God. And as we all come together and connect together. So whatever your desert is, if you're still in that space, the winding, twirly road doesn't always make sense. And it's definitely not the fastest way to get there, but when God's leading, it is the right way to get there. You need to rest in peace that your God is good, your God is powerful, and your God sees you today. He sees you and he knows you, and he is leading. Be sure of what you hope for. Be certain of what you do not see. You serve a very good God. and he sees you. So I'm going to ask the kids who are helping up here to come and grab communion, and we're going to take communion together today. We're going to hold the elements together. They're going to serve you. Father God, as we stand before you here today, we just look at these emblems of all that you have given, of the great story from when you first started this earth through till now. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you were willing to give it all to bring us back to yourself. We thank you for your body that was broken for us. And we thank you for willingly shedding your blood to cover us. Father, help us to carry the truth of the depth of your love for us through our week. Amen.